Breaking news, Sean. It's been announced a minutes ago by the owners of Winx. The champion mare will be served in her first breeding season by one of Australia's leading stallions, I Am Invincible. The owners have released it, Peter and Patty Ty, Richard Trawick and Debbie Kapitas. In part of their release, as owners, we have utilised and considered the expert advice of bloodstock professionals both in Australia and internationally. We have sought the opinions of various pedigree consultants, bloodstock agents and stud managers. They provided us with the foundation, the foundation of information to assess and use to compile the shortlist of stallions for consideration. We would like to take this opportunity to thank all of those who have made expressions of interest. The level of attention was overwhelming and something we are very grateful of. In closing, we are delighted to announce that Winx will visit I Am Invincible for the 2019 breeding season. Of course, I Am Invincible, Sean, is leaving all sorts of different types along the road in the last few years. This breeding season coming up, he'll stand at 225,000 plus GST at Yarraman Park. The Mitchell family, understandably, are, well, feeling fantastic about all of this that, well, who knows what she can produce into the future, but she's certainly going to get her big chance by going to a stallion like him, Sean.
And reserve that name now. I Am Invincible.
Yes, exactly. There'll be people thinking about that like you are in a matter of seconds, Sean. But I guess everyone's been waiting. This was always going to be the next piece in that amazing story around Winx. I know that the Mitchell family, Arthur's just sent me a text saying, "What about the news?" So you can even read it excited in text messages that they are really excited to be given the chance of mixing it up with I Am Invincible and Winx into the future. And obviously, Peter and Patty Ty, Richard Trawick has stayed back home, and Debbie Kapitas, they've spent some time along with their trainer, Chris Waller, in England for the last few days, obviously with Royal Ascot on, Sean. But this is just a great story. I know we're only 4 or so minutes away, but Arthur Mitchell is willing to come on air, Sean. Should we try and get him on?
Yeah, too right. He'd be doing cartwheels if we can just pin him down to one spot.
I reckon. I'm now sending this little note with the number to Leanne, our producer, and
get Arthur on.
We can try and get Arthur on in a matter of seconds. Mm. If only I can get my fat fingers going here, Sean, that'd be even better.
Well, they're probably greasy from the McDonald's. That's the trouble.
No, they're definitely not, Sean. As I say, Peter Ty, there was some speculation around over the weekend whether there was going to be some news. Well, I say, it's just literally been announced, and we'll try and get Arthur on. What have we got? About 3 minutes to scone, Sean. We'll see.
I'll just clear Ballarat here. Ballarat Totes, the fourth. Six Diamond Lee, 160, 148. Surfy Gugulak, 340. Two Pyrenees Daisy, no third. 4-3 Heartbeats, true. Quinella, $7.20. The Exactus, $9. The Trifecta, $54.20. And the four, $1.83. Even now, I've got the early quality jackpot, 80 cents. Running double two and six, $8.80. Yeah, we'll see if we can get Arthur on. I always thought it was going to be a race and two between I Am Invincible and Schnitzel. The two I thought probably would be pinned down too. But, gee, the Mitchells will be over the moon. That's wonderful publicity of the horse as well. That's getting publicity worldwide.
It has, yeah. Look, it will for sure, Sean. This news, as I say, has just literally been announced in the last 3 or 4 minutes. And, you know, it's just fascinating just how many people would have, put expressions of interest forward. The level of attention would have been overwhelming.
Yeah, there would have been everyone running the flag up the pole. We're just waiting to see whether Arthur's answering the phone or whether he's signing autographs at the moment.
Well, he is there at Scone.
A couple of minutes, he said. Yeah, we can get him in a couple of minutes.
Okay, so, we might be Maryborough, and then there's a bit of a hole there after Maryborough.
Hello, we've got him.
Arthur Mitchell joins us from Yarraman Park. We've got 90 seconds, Arthur, until the first at Scone. This is amazing news for Yarraman Park with Winx to be served by I Am Invincible.
Well, you're just confirming that. I hadn't actually heard. So that's good news. I didn't realise, but that's great.
Yes, they've just done a release, Arthur, the owners of Winx, and they've said in closing, we are delighted to announce that Winx will visit I'm Invincible in the 2019 breeding season.
Oh, well, that's great news. We'd be delighted to have her.
What discussions have you had with the owners?
Not a lot. We've spoken to Debbie a few times just to say if they wanted to send the mare, they were quite welcome. We know we'd love to have her, but not a lot really. You know, we were just I knew we were in the mix, but there are other stallions under consideration. So whether Invincibella tipped them over, I don't know. But anyway, we're more than happy to see her. Looking forward
to it. This is a horse, Arthur, that has shot to prominence in the last few years. I know talking to you off air that you've been blown away just how successful he has been.
Well, it's been a pretty remarkable rise, really, for a horse that stood his first 4 years at, you know, 10 grand. And even now, I mean, he's still the good mares aren't coming through. But he's had a hell of a good year this year, really. And he's what leading sire, a two-year-old, didn't win the Slipper or the Blue Diamond or the Magics. He's still, you know, he's done an incredible job.
Good, Arthur Mitchell from Yarraman Park. Arthur, you mentioned Invincibella. The I'm Invincibles, when they started, I think people thought they'd be 1,100, 1,200 metre horses, but they're tough. They do run out a solid mile. And that's probably going to be one of the things that helps swing Winks in your favour.
Yeah, and I think a few out of the... Invincibella's out of a Galileo mare, so even if you breed a few of these sort of more middle-distance mares to him, they certainly can run a middle distance anyway.
Mm. I'm still getting over the surprise that you hadn't learnt about it until we just told you.
No. I mean, I knew they were going to make an announcement at lunchtime, but we didn't know which way it was going to go. I mean, I presume, you know, there's a lot of other good stallions in Australia, which would have been under consideration. So we're just happy that they've chosen us.
How proud are you of this moment?
I'm very proud. We've been lucky to have Black Caviar's been the last 2 years, and she has a foal by me. She's in foal boom. So to have Black Caviar and Winks, I mean, two arguably the greatest mares we've seen for a long time, it's a very proud moment for the stud. And, you know, obviously we love our stallion, and he's not letting us down. So, you know, we're delighted. Delighted.
Arthur,
a ripping foal.
Oh, too right. Now, who did you think would have been your main opposition? Which other stallion would you have thought?
Well, Snitzel's been a leading sire for the last few years, so I suppose Snitzel would have been under consideration. You know, she is an outcross sort of mare, so she could go to one of those, that sire line. So I thought, you know, obviously Snitzel's champion sire. He's obviously, you know, top of a lot of people's lists.
And Arthur, what's normally the process, just for our listeners, now that they've made the decision and she's obviously been in the paddock since she was officially retired, what happens with Winks and how does she prepare now for the breeding season coming up?
I'm not sure where she's going to live. I mean, Debbie Capetus keeps most of her mares at Coolmore, so I'd be assuming probably she'll go to Coolmore. I'm only guessing here, but I would be thinking she might go to Coolmore. And then what she'd do is she'd be set up to be covered, and she'd be walked in here, and hopefully, you know, all going well, which it should do, she'll get covered by the stallion and go back across to Coolmore if she lives there. That's what I'm surmising.
Well, mate, congratulations. A great thing for us on Sky Sports Radio. We love breaking news, and we've clearly done that today. You're hearing confirmation that I'm Invincible will serve the mare Winks later on this year in the breeding season. Well done on the news.
All right. Thank you very much.